The Phoenix City Council is in the midst of a shakeup more than a month after Kate Gallego was sworn in as the city's new mayor. When she left her District 8 City Council seat to run for the office, and District 5 Councilmember Daniel Valenzuela left his seat to run against her, those two seats were left open. And now we're approaching a runoff election May 21st to select the new council members who will fill both of those seats. Early ballots have already landed in voters' mailboxes.
This week on the show, we're meeting all four of the candidates in the running. Earlier, we heard from the two candidates in District 5, and yesterday we spoke with Carlos Garcia, one of the candidates in District 8. It includes parts of South Phoenix, Levine, and downtown, and extends north as far as Thomas, east of the 51. Today, we hear from Mike Johnson. He represented the 8th District on the Phoenix City Council from 2002 to 2013 and spent more than two decades with the Phoenix Police Department. He currently serves on the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. He came by the KJCZ studios earlier to speak with our co-host Mark Brody, who asked him which issues voters are talking about to him the most.
You know, the main issues that you always hear, because the district is so big and diverse, but you know, some of the main issues are, of course, public safety, you know, safe communities. And also they want to make sure there's a lot of questions on infrastructure that's actually going on with the streets and what we're doing out there. So that's a huge issue that they talk about with actual infrastructure. And then, you know, the other concerns are parks, libraries, different things that impacts people's families.
When you talk about infrastructure, one of the issues that has been a big deal in your district is light rail, specifically the line down Central Avenue. What are you hearing from folks, and what do you think of this initiative that's on the ballot that would essentially kill that project and potentially others?
Well, I'm not really in support of the initiative to kill the ballot. I do support light rail going down Central Avenue. I would have preferred four lanes instead of the two lanes that they have down Central Avenue, and that's only because of the influx of traffic that we'll receive once the 202 goes in. So I think the community overall is supportive of light rail coming to South Phoenix.
Do you think that there is compromise to be had at this point between folks who would prefer four lanes or no train and folks who prefer light rail and maybe some other variation of number of lanes?
Definitely. I think that there's some compromise that can take place. However, you know, the first compromise is that the citizens voted in support of light rail and coming to South Phoenix. So you have to be supportive of the citizens' initiative. And always, you know, my goal is to always talk to the community and make sure that everyone has a seat at the table. We may not always agree, but the opportunity to be able to speak and get along. I think the opposition or the whole thing with light rail has become more political than it has community citizen orientated.
Is there a way to sort of bring that back and get folks who have different viewpoints to sit down and maybe hammer something out that can make everybody, if not happy, at least come to a conclusion that everybody can at least live with?
Well, certainly, once I get elected, my plan is to continue to work with the constituents in South Phoenix and those in support and not support one lane, two lanes, or no train to come to a conclusion where we can successfully have light rail in South Phoenix, whether it's light rail or some other transportation mode that we may have coming into the area.
You mentioned public safety is another issue that constituents talk to you about. And I want to ask you about the report that the city released last month dealing with the rise in police shootings. You have a police background. I'm wondering what you make of the numbers that we saw from last year and what we saw in that report listing possible reasons why that number is where it is and some of the things that the city could do about it.
Okay. I really have not read that report in its entirety, but I will tell you that I do think that as a retired officer from the Phoenix Police Department, that crime goes up in a spike. And then we also have a spike in violent crimes that we see almost on the news just, you know, at least three, four, five times of the week you see that there's been some murder or some shooting. I think those things goes up in spike. But I think overall, when I talk to the people in the community is very supportive of the police department that we have here in Phoenix. And I still think that we have one of the best police departments in the country. However, there are some issues that we as a community and as the police department, as the city, we have to work on. You know, my philosophy has always been that the community is the eyes and ears of the police department.
Another aspect of public safety I want to ask you about is pedestrian safety, and this has been another big issue that the city council has been talking about over the past several weeks. I'm wondering what you think the right answer is, or maybe the right answers are, to try to make the streets safer and reduce the number of pedestrian deaths that we've seen in this city recently.
I think that we're going to have to just continue to look at, as the city is doing now, currently looking at pedestrian safety. I think that each area has its own unique issues that we have to deal with. But definitely pedestrian safety is one of the major things that we have to look at, not just for District 8, but throughout the city. I really think that once we look at it in individual areas that we'll see, because whether it's pedestrian safety, whether it's high traffic accident areas, whether there's other things that impact it, we also need to make sure that we have bicycle lanes and a lot of things that's going along with this. So I think we have to look at the overall aspect of it. And because one of the issues is that we're a city that has grown from the inside out. And so there's a big difference in the inner city than what you would have on the outskirts of the city.
How do you think that your past experience on the city council would help you if voters return you to that role?
Well, my past experience on the city council, not just the city council, but throughout the city of Phoenix, has always been a collaborator to work with people, to give them an opportunity to find resolutions to continue to move the city forward. So I think my past experience, coupled with the experience that I've had outside of the city council for not serving on the city council after being termed out, I think those combinations really helped me to be able to get along and help move the city forward. Plus, you know, the experience and the relationship that I still have with city staff and city employees is important.
If you are elected, are there a couple of issues that you would really want to jump in on right away and get to work on?
Well, you know, one of the issues that you just brought up, which is the issue of the light rail, that is an issue that is really of concern, and you have something that's going to be on the ballot in August. So that's a concern that we have. And also, you know, public safety and is a huge issue, because we got to make sure we get more police officers on the street. We want to keep our communities safer. We want to have the ability for officers to have the opportunity to interact with the citizens and constituents within the district.
All right. That's Mike Johnson, one of the candidates in the 8th District for the Phoenix City Council runoff. Mike, good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
You too. Thank you.